Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Krista Eswick, history graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. We take a look at some of the matters that were addressed at the level of the vestry through a letter written by a vestryman from St. Joseph on this day, March 27th, 1839. A key matter up for discussion was the continuation of the parish school, which was described as being inefficient and serving 12 or 18 pupils that were showing no progress. The meeting looked at the cost of maintaining the headmaster and the students and decided that it was better to send 6 of the students to the central school in Bridgetown. Interestingly, the chapel school was built on parish land that was supposedly a gift from John Briggs, but the gift was questioned by Reverend W.S. Austin. Though the school was for the use of children of the parish, it seems the school was only used as a day school for children of black laborers. According to the writer of the letter, the poor white children have been going to a miserable hovel near the ruins of the old church. And when they do attend school, it is a day to many of them of starvation. It was therefore proposed to the vestry that another piece of land be bought and a separate proper school be built for the poor white children, as there is great repugnance felt to having them in the same crowded school with the colored and black. Clearly, members of the vestry did not approve of a school that catered to children of all races, therefore not seeing the need to expand the existing school for all. Another matter raised at this vestry meeting was that of raising the existing land taxes, set at 2 shillings 6 pence, a similar rate to that paid by taxpayers in St. Thomas and St. Peter. With over $800 of unpaid taxes was owed by wealthy persons in St. Joseph, a tax of £5 was levied on retail shops, including those on estates. 8 estate shops were affected. Butcher shops escaped the tax-raising measures. Finally, the meeting discussed the matter of the completion of the St. Joseph Parish Church, which seemed to be behind schedule. It was agreed that the builder, Mr. St. Hill, would be given until the 1st of June of that year to complete the construction, or the contract would be withdrawn. The members of the vestry were hoping the extended time would allow that the poor creatures in St. Joseph may by that day have a church to go to. In the 1960s, this local government system, which looked after schools and churches in the parish and collected land tax, was abolished, giving way to increasing government centralization.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.